Welcome, everybody listening to us. I'm Laurentin Turca, a proofreader in the newspaper Tekkit. So we're a high school newspaper. We try to reach out to the maximum of people and inform them about the actuality on technology in a relaxed way. In our editions, you can find many sections like a vocabulary box, reviews of new tech products, video games, a culture spot about films, series, music, books, or sports, a section about cryptocurrency, surveys, or interviews.
Hello, my name is Theo, and I want to present you our first edition of the newspaper. His name is Tekkit. On this edition, you can find an article on Lucas Mazur, the game lab with the top 3 game of the year will be released, another article on the crypto, and a review of the iPhone 13. You can find 2 presentation series, Mr. Robot and The Morning Show, and for finish, an interview of Mrs. Deschamps. She is the assisting director.
Hi guys, what's up? I'm Amandine, the director-in-chief of this newspaper. So we'll create 2 versions of our newspaper, a printed version and an online version. We decided to create a printed version to distribute to all those who want to an easier access, and it's a nice thing to read when you are bored. So we wanted to create 2 an online version because you can leave comments about it. This online version is for all those who want to read online. You can consult it when you want. And we are up to date in all that is tech, so we do 2 an online edition to show we are a tech newspaper.
Hello, I'm Alexandre. I'm responsible of printed version of Tekkit. And if you want to collaborate with us, to write article and send to us, or come and register in the newspaper as a writer, or if you are part of other club as photo club with which we have collaborated not long ago for the photo, all of the newspaper team. So if you have any idea about game reviews or articles about culture or any other idea, don't hesitate to come and see us. Contact our marketing manager, Amandine.
Hello, my name is Gabriel. What is TOEIC? TOEIC means a test of English for international communication. Is an exam of 500 points, 5 points minimum, and 495 points maximum. Last 2 hours, he created in 1979 by ETS. He valid for 2 years, it's not 3, about 115 euros. There are 100 question reading and 100 question listening. Why do TOEIC? Some school rocket it for a better job, to become bilingual, to study work internationally, and for engineering school.
Hi, my name is Liam, and I'm going to talk to you about who does what in the newspaper and how do we work. So we have, as an editor-in-chief, Amandine, with the help of Alexandre. We also have a web designer named Hugo. The designer of printed version is Alexandre. The proofreader are Basile and Laurentin, with me. And the head of communication is Amandine. So we have 1 hour each week to see us in real life and talk about important things about the journal. And the rest of the week, we just talk on Discord, and that's basically the place where we do the most of the job.
Our name, Tekkit, was chosen by our members. It means technology and IT, which means innovation and technology.
Hello, I'm Hugo. In my opinion, good technology is one that innovates and brings something new or something that can improve your daily life. For example, a voice assistant can make your life more easier, or a Bluetooth connection can make a wireless connection more easier. So for me, we can say that a bad technology is a technology that not innovate and doesn't really serve. I think bad technology is also a technology that doesn't take into account the ecological problems and the global warming, And I think a bad technology is a technology based on the only principle to make money.
So I'm going to present to you my favorite, at least for now, tech innovation right now, or object. It would be Cybertruck, or Elon Musk's pickup, electrical pickup. So as I said, it's Elon Musk's pickup. Its design is inspired by Blade Runner. It has a length of 5 meters and 90 centimeters, a width of 2 meters, and a height of 1 meter and 90 centimeters. It has three versions, which differentiates in the number of motors. One motor, two motor, and three motors. So why does it have this sharp shape, you can ask? It's because of the use of material. Indeed, it uses stainless steel, which is 30 times harder than regular steel. So any hydraulic press cannot curve it. So they chose to give it this design because of production issues. And it's also in par with the futuristic design they wanted. So does anybody have any questions? Yeah.
What do you think about Tesla?
So Tesla in general is a company which specializes in electric cars and electrical transportation. So it's Elon Musk's startup. I think it's a really good project or way of seeking the climatical change and the ecological, energetical change for transportation. Yes, Liam?
Just a quick question, can we buy it already? Or?
It's not commercially available yet. It's still in development, but we have some prices. For the version with only one motor, which is in the back, it would be $39,900. With two motors, it would be $49,900. And for three motors, it would be $69,900. Yes, Amandine?
Is that your favorite car?
It depends on what aspect. If it's on the practical aspect, it would be my favorite car because it's a pickup, so you can do almost anything with it. You can go on all terrain. You can transport things. You can transport, I think, to at least 1.5 tons. And you have a great speed. But for the aspect... visual aspect, it wouldn't be my favorite car. I don't really like the design.
Hello. Today I'm going to talk about Flop. It's Cyberpunk 2077, a video game developed by CD Projekt Red, and thus became the worst video game launch in history. In the first week, CD Projekt Red lost 55% of its value on the stock market, and thus nearly 262 million of euro refunded to disgruntled gamers because the game is full of bugs, classifying it as unplayable by the player themselves.
Why are there so many bugs in this game?
Because they developed this game so fast, and that's it.
So I wanted to talk about the VR headsets available today, and mostly the Rift S because I own it. I just wanted to say that those technologies are basically really good. When I tested it, feelings are really nice. The graphics are also really nice. The immersion is basically also really nice. Yes, Hugo?
What do you think about VR in general?
I do think this is a subject that we have to continue improving in because there's just a lot of possibilities by upgrading the controllers or the headset in itself. Yes, Martin?
What is your favorite VR casque?
I just tested the Rift S, but the one that I would love to have is the HTC Vive. Yes?
Yeah. Do you think the VR is the future of the world?
Not entirely, but it will be a part of the of the world in the future because it just have too much possibilities. Yes, I can.
How much can cost your headset?
So the Rift S cost me around 350 euros. So basically quite.
Are you sick while playing VR?
Personally, I'm not, but my brothers are when they try to play it, but maybe they are just can't play it.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about Google Assistant. For me, Google Assistant is the best voice assistant in the world. It can make your life more easier, like home automation. You can know the meteo or traffic of the day and organize your daily task. And it has many functions that I have not mentioned.
What do you prefer, Alexa or Google Assistant?
I prefer Google Assistant because I use the ecosystem of Google and I like the design and function of Google Assistant and not of Alexa. Yes, I'm dying.
What do you prefer behind Alexa and Siri?
I prefer Siri because I like the ecosystem of Apple and Siri is are more function than Alexa. Yes, Laurentin.
Do you think it can be dangerous to us for these Google assistants to be in our home?
I don't think it's dangerous because it can make your life more easier, but the assistant is not very dangerous for you. Gabriel.
What do you think of the other voice assistant?
The other voice assistant is good, but I prefer Google Assistant. Yes, Alexander.
Who are the most powerful about every assistant?
I think Google Assistant are the most powerful, but the other is powerful.
Just a quick question. Do you use it on a daily basis, personally?
Yes, I have a Google Assistant on my phone and I have a Google Assistant in my home. And it's very, very good.
Okay.
What do you think about our data collected by Google Assistant?
I don't know. I know the data collected by Google, but I use it.
So I'm going to present you a top for me. It's the Audi R8. It has some advantages. For example, it has a huge ease of driving. It has beautiful finishes. It is a super sports car for everyday use. It has a really great sound under acceleration. It is available in V8 and V10 engine, and he can have two passengers. But nobody is perfect, and it has some disadvantages, like a small trunk. The GPS is in option. It is not so ergonomic, and it has a low brand image in sports car. So, in V10 engine, it exists in two versions. The normal version, now called the R8 V10 Quattro, produces 570 HP, and the Plus version, now called the R8 V10 Performance, produces 620 HP. The R on R8 significates roadster, and a roadster significates to a seater. The R on R8 significates roadster, and the roadster significates to seater convertible car. Quattro means four-wheel drive. It has 0 to 100 km per hour in 3.1 seconds, and its maximum speed is 331 km per hour. It consumes 11.3 liters of gasoline per 100 km on road and can consume up to 17.1 liters per 100 km in the city. It runs in gasoline. It is 4.4 meters in length. The older Audi R8 are priced at over $100,000, while the newer one will be priced at double that. Compared to the V12 engine, the V10 engine allows the car's centers of gravity to be lowered while maintaining the engine power. Compared to the V8 engine, it provides more power while limiting vibrations. Yes, Liam?
If you were to have the money to buy such a car, just would you buy it?
Or? Oh yes, that's my favorite car.
Okay.
Yes, Alexander?
Does he has a turbo?
Sorry?
Does he has a turbo?
No, I don't think. Yes.
Is the car customizable?
Yes, it has many options, so you can customize some things, and Audi R8 can Audi R8 are unique because they are all customized.
So I want to present you my top technology. For me, it's a PS5 because I have it, and I find it's a good console with good graphics and a good interface. PlayStation has several exclusivity, like Spider-Man and Final Fantasy. The new controller is super and have a good handling. The only default is the size of the console.
Yes, Andine?
And why do you don't prefer the PS4?
Because the PS5 is better and have a high quality. Hugo?
What do you think about the other console?
The other console is very good. The new Xbox is better on performance, but I like the exclusivity of PS5.
Yes. So, which exclusivity is your preferred one?
For me, Spider-Man is a very good game and have a high quality. It's very realistic.
What do you think of design?
The design is good, and if you have a good TV, you can have a high quality. It's like the cinema. It's very good. Yes, Alexander?
How much it cost?
It costs 400 if you buy the digital. If you buy with CD, it's for 500.
I'm going to talk a big flop. Is a folding phone. A folding phone is a flop because a few people bought it. And there are many problems at screen issue. It costs around 1,000 euros for a little version, so it's a big cost.
So what do you know what people don't like in the folding phone?
Yes.
Can you say it to me? It's like they don't find it practical. They don't find the fact that it can fold really practical.
Practical. There are many problems. It's practical. Excuse me. It's practical.
Okay.
Theo,
do you think Samsung will come out with this review but better?
Yes. There are many smartphones better. Alexander,
It is very strong when it falls.
Yes.
Laurentin?
No, I didn't say that.
Ah,
okay, so thank you everyone for listening to our little show. We hope that you can read our newspaper. You can find it in our high school, Lycée Thomas Edison of Lourdes, and you can find it on our website.